some upbeat news about Bob Odenkirk this morning, don't we?
Yes, we do. He sent out a tweet over the weekend after he collapsed on the set of his show last week, giving us an update on his condition. And he said that he is okay. He thanked his family and friends and fans for all of their support. He said the outpouring of love from everyone who expressed concern has been overwhelming. But he said, I'm going to be okay. And he thanked the doctors who fixed the blockage in his heart without doing any surgery. So it was a mild heart attack. There was blockage. They fixed it, and they said, I'm going to take a beat to recover, but we'll be back soon. So that's fantastic news for all of us who are friends and fans. And I know his family, who still is out in the Naperville area, can't imagine how relieved they must be to hear this good news.
Yep, he has lots of friends around here for sure. And this is also good to hear. Dolly Parton, I mean, this woman, in addition to being a great talent and a great businesswoman, she's so philanthropic, isn't she?
She's just fantastic. She it came up in an interview. She didn't even bring it up, really. She was asked about it, and it was revealed that all of the money that she made when Whitney Houston recorded her song I Will Always Love You, which was a massive hit, it still is one of the most popular songs of all time, that Dolly Parton donated all of that money. And it turns out that the royalties from that were about $10 million. How many of you, let's have a show of hands, who would give away $10 million right now? Dolly Parton did. She took the money. She bought some land in the Nashville area that she says is mostly where black people lived. It was kind of a rundown neighborhood. And she invested the $10 million in this neighborhood to bring it back. And this neighborhood now is considered one of the hottest, most popular neighborhoods in Nashville, thanks to the investment of Dolly Parton. She calls it the house that Whitney built. So, you know, she, and this song came out, was it 20, 25 years ago? So she did it back then. Never said a word about it.
Hmm.
She never said, oh, look how great I am, making, you know, donating this money. She was asked all these years later, and it came up that she made this very generous donation. So that's part of who Dolly Parton is. You know, as we're all, you know, struggling with vaccines and people not getting vaccines and all that, part of the reason that we have a vaccine right now is because of Dolly Parton. She donated, I think it was $1 million, to research in Nashville for the development of the Moderna vaccine. That's part of the reason, you know, why things got moving so quickly with that. So thank Dolly Parton for all of that. There is also, in that same interview where she revealed this Whitney Houston news, she also revealed she's going to be rejoining her former 9-to-5 castmates, Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, on their show, Grace and Frankie. They've been trying to do, like, kind of a reunion for quite some time now, but she says it's their final season, so they're definitely going to get something done, and the three of them will appear together again.
Talking about the royalties from I Will Always Think About You, we told the story a couple of weeks ago here, and I don't know if you ever heard this, Dean, but long ago, Elvis wanted to record that song, but Colonel Tom Parker said, we have to get the publishing rights to it. They told Dolly Parton she would have to give that up, and then Elvis would do her song, thinking that the opportunity to have Elvis do one of your songs would be a big deal. Well, Dolly said, no way.
No way.
I'm holding on to these rights. And hearing that she put the royalties to good use makes me think about that great decision she made back then. Instead of just taking the money and run early on because Elvis is going to do your song, she said, no thanks.
Right. Well, and, you know, if I, you know, I know my Colonel Parker stories. He probably offered her like $50 for the rights.
Yeah, it was something like that.
So
yeah.
The song's Colonel Partner is not exactly known for being a very generous person.
I was watching over the weekend, they were rerunning the Ken Burns Country Music Series, and I saw the section on Dolly Parton, and somebody asked her if she ever minded being called the dumb blonde, and she said, no, because I'm not dumb, And I'm not blonde either. She's the best, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. I have nothing but good things to say about her. I mean, her music speaks for itself. It's legendary. She's a great actress. She's obviously very, very generous and benevolent person, but she's hilarious. She doesn't take herself seriously.
Right.
I've been lucky enough to interview her a few times and could not be sweeter. So,
how was the Lollapalooza experience for you?
Oh, it's just, you know, I'm just exhausted from mosh pitting all weekend. You know, at my age, it's becoming more and more difficult to be carried through a crowd of young people standing shoulder to shoulder during a pandemic with COVID numbers going up and nobody wearing a mask. Oh, it's just a great time.
You didn't have your beekeeper suit on?
I did. I'm a sweater, so I had to take it to the cleaners, and my second beekeeper suit that I have... apparently I put on a little weight since the last time that I had that. So, no, I was only there the first day. Thank goodness. So, I did not want any part of being in a crowd of 100,000 people.
To go well, though.
There were a few incidents. I will say this, that at the time that I was out there and from reports that I heard from over the weekend, there were a lot of people taken to Northwestern. I mean, the ambulances were going back and forth up on Michigan Avenue from where Lollapalooza was going on up to Northwestern quite a bit during the weekend. There was an incident yesterday that took place. I think it was inside the Congress Hotel. Something happened where some people got into a big fight and were pushed through the plate glass window.
Well, a guy was selling fake tickets, and then I guess a couple of people who were on to his scheme confronted him, and then there was a fight, and a couple of people went through the Congress Hotel plate glass window there on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah. So, but I mean, in terms, you know, the stories that we usually hear of gate crashing and things like that. I didn't hear too many like that. I will say that Chicago police, you got to give the Chicago PD a big shout out.
Mm-hmm.
They kept order out there. They were so careful when I was out there. They were out there with dogs that sniff for explosives because, we're all thinking about COVID right now. And then you forget about what a potential target Lollapalooza could be for terrorism. If you remember a few years ago, wasn't it, there was somebody that had bought up, some hotel rooms just right across the street, and they found guns in the room. So the potential for something like that to take place. But
That horrible story in Las Vegas is what everybody thinks about, too.
That apparently inspired somebody else to think about it, at least. But Chicago police, considering the number of people that were out there, the crowds, they just do a phenomenal job of keeping order out there. Now we just have to keep our fingers crossed that there's not a major spike in COVID numbers because there were a lot of people out there not vaccinated, not wearing masks. So I'm praying that I'm wrong about this.
Right. And I also heard from my spies within the Chicago Police Department that everything went relatively well and security did a great job hired by the Lollapalooza people, but there's never enough of them, and that's why the Chicago police are needed, and they did a great job serving and protecting over the weekend. Going over the morning's entertainment news with Dean Richards, how did Jungle Cruise do?
It did phenomenally well. It was a clear number one at the box office over the weekend. The Dwayne Johnson, Emily Blunt movie took in more than $34 million at actual theaters, but took in another $30 million through Disney Plus Premier Access. You have to pay extra for. So it essentially made $64 million for over the weekend. After that, the movie box office came in with Green Knight at $6.7 million. Old, the M. Night Shyamalan movie, was number three. Black Widow and Matt Damon's Stillwater took the number five spot.
We're getting some troubling information this morning about Kathy Griffin. What do you know about this, Dean?
Yeah, this story just came in. She just released a statement on social media revealing that she will be undergoing surgery to have part of her left lung removed. She's been diagnosed with stage one lung cancer. She says, I'm about to go into surgery. I have lung cancer, even though I have never smoked. The doctors are very optimistic that it's stage one and contained to my left lung. Hopefully no chemo or radiation after this. And I should have normal breathing function afterwards. She said, it's been a hell of a 4 years trying to get back to work, making you laugh and entertaining you. She said, of course, I'm fully vaccinated for COVID. The consequences of being unvaccinated at this point would be even more serious. So she's encouraging everyone to stay up on their medical checkup. So all the best to her with that. That's not good news.
Kathy Griffin, well, stage one. So but isn't that scary when someone who has never smoked gets lung cancer?
Yeah, I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, it happens.
Of people who have never smoked that, you know, wind up with stage four lung cancer. And, you know, I just always wonder if it's environmental, you know, if it's something, you know, with pollution in the air and things that we're breathing in.
Who knows?
If that's not something that has something to do with it, I don't know.
There was a big celebration over the weekend. Hard to believe it's been 40 years now for MTV.
Yeah, you know, this little network cable channel started off 40 years ago today, and videos that were so rudimentary looking, like any of us could do a better job now on our computers.
Yeah, but then the bar got raised that with Bob Giraldi's Michael Jackson videos.
Right, exactly. But you know, that's how it all started off 40 years ago yesterday, actually. Pat Benatar's You Better Run was the second song they played. She Won't Dance With Me by Rod Stewart, You Better You Bet by The Who, and Lil Susie's On the Top by PhD was, those were the five songs that were playing. Good luck finding a video on MTV these days. They haven't haven't played any for about 20 years.
You know what? I think that voice we heard welcoming folks to MTV belonged to one of the original VJs, Mark Goodman. And
yeah.
Mark is going to be on the show with us here tomorrow.
Oh, very cool. I'm curious if he still has that giant hairdo that he had back then.
None of us do.
That always fascinated me. It's like, that is the biggest hairdo I've ever seen on a white man in my life.
I'll ask him about it tomorrow.
Please, that's my first question. Mark, my first question.
Thank you, Dean.
See you guys.